Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
What is going on with Lucas Giolito? I will discuss next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, June 23rd. I am Frank Stanfill, and I'm all alone because I'm having connection issues. So I will walk you through this. Let's talk about Lucas Giolito, who looks like he is broken. He gave up 7 runs over 5 innings pitched against the Toronto Blue Jays. 14 hard hit balls allowed in this one. Over his last 5 starts, a 9.64 ERA. The walks, the home runs are up. That is a recipe for disaster. He is allowing a lot of hard contact this season. His barrel rate is in the 6th percentile. I found a quote after this start, and this comes from the Chicago Sun-Times. Lucas Giolito has tinkered with mechanical adjustments during this stretch and said progress has been made, but there is no sign of it in the results. Location and stuff have both been subpar, and here's what Giolito had to say. Quote, it's a combination, leaving too many pitches middle, just got to figure it out. That's it. Tony La Russa said that Giolito is completely healthy. What do we do now? I would say, even with 2 starts next week, you gotta get Lucas Giolito on your bench. If you have him on your team, do not drop him. I know he's been very bad, but you've got to hold Lucas Giolito. On the other side, I would say go out and try and acquire Lucas Giolito right now. On the cheap, of course, buy low. Don't give up, you know, another top 20 starting pitcher to get him, but if you can get a top 35, a top 40 type starting pitcher for him, if you can turn Zach Gallen into Lucas Giolito, I think that's something I would look into doing right now. But again, get Lucas Giolito out of your lineups while he is struggling like this. Shout out to Austin Hayes, by the way, who hit for a cycle in a 6-inning game for the Baltimore Orioles. He is now batting .287 with 10 homers, 37 runs scored, 40 RBI, and he entered Wednesday as a top 30 outfielder in both head-to-head points and roto. How is he doing it? Well, he's making more contact this year. He's hitting more line drives. He's hitting the ball just a little bit harder. He's improved marginally in a couple of different areas. And given how bad outfield has been this season, that's really all he's needed to do. Solid batting average, 10 homers, counting stats look pretty good. I don't know that he's going to remain a top 30 outfielder all season. I think other players are going to get better around him, and maybe that will push Austin Hayes down a little bit. But I would say just ride this out right now. Ride this hot streak. Continue to stick with him in your lineup. You can try to sell high, but I don't know that there's going to be many takers on Austin Hayes. Let's beat the waiver wire with some 2-start pitchers, or at least projected 2-start pitchers as of now, for next week. John Gray put together another solid start up against the Phillies, 5 2/3 innings of 2-run ball with 5 strikeouts. He is at the Royals and at the Mets next week. Ross Stripling posted a quality start at the White Sox, 6 innings, 1 run, 5 strikeouts. He is going up against the Red Sox and the Rays next week. Keegan Thompson, back-to-back quality starts after that disastrous 2-start week a couple of weeks ago. He's 37% rostered. He's going up against the Reds and the Red Sox next week. And then Tyler Wells, honestly, don't start Tyler Wells. Maybe in the deepest of leagues. I would say something similar about Keegan Thompson. You know, if you play in a 15-teamer or something like that, I think you can add and start him for his 2 starts. But in shallower leagues, 12-team points league, 12-team categories, John Gray and Ross Stripling, I'm actually pretty interested in both of these guys right now. John Gray, the home runs are down this season. I think that's the result of not having to pitch in Coors Field anymore. He's been much better at home in Texas so far this season. So I do like adding him. He's 67% rostered. And Ross Stripling is doing some interesting things right now. The control is much better. The ground ball rate is way up. His 11.2% swinging strike rate is his highest since 2018. And he's made a pitch mix change this year where he's throwing his changeup a lot more. And it's his best pitch. It's his best whiff pitch. It gets a lot of outs for him so far this season. So I do like what I've seen from Ross Stripling. I rank John Gray ahead of him, but I like Stripling. I like what he's doing. He's 41% rostered. I would look at him. A waiver wire hitter, or a few that I wanted to mention. Alec Thomas, quietly just having a very good rookie season. He went 2-for-5, hit his 6th home run on Wednesday. He's batting .270. He also has 4 steals, a little bit of pop, a little bit of speed. He's 60% rostered. I would take guys like Michael Harris and Riley Green ahead of him. I think it's very, very close. I just do like the Braves lineup a little bit more. And Riley Green was a better prospect coming into the season. But if you play in a 3 outfielder league and Alec Thomas is available, I would go and add him. And 2 Guardians I wanted to mention. They have 8 games next week, so I just wanted to get this out there now. Amed Rosario is on fire. In 18 June games, he's batting .354. He's got 2 homers, 5 doubles, 4 steals. I wish that he ran more than he did, but he is hot right now, and he's been streaky in the past. So I think picking him up for 8 games next week makes a lot of sense. He has shortstop and outfield eligibility. You know, in leagues with 5 outfielders, or maybe if you're dealing with an injury, you can add him in some shallower leagues. Oscar Gonzalez is the other one. He went 2-for-5, hit his 2nd home run, and he's kind of a physical freak. 91st percentile max exit velocity, 92nd percentile in sprint speed so far this season. He is 24% rostered, and as I mentioned, 8 home games next week in 5 outfielder leagues. Want to make sure that you have Oscar Gonzalez on your team. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.